On February 4th, a boy Van Loo used as a messenger sat in Butler's office at Fort Monroe, clutching a carved peach seed each of her ring members carried to identify one another. The boy had a message he had memorized from the spymaster, plus a January 30th letter she had written in invisible ink. The general applied the acid and warmed the letter over a candle so it would reveal Van Loo's message. He read it carefully. The note contained updates on rebel troop movements, but its most disturbing piece of news was Van Loo's alert that the Confederates intended to send Richmond's federal prisoners to Georgia very soon. If Butler was thinking about rescuing the prisoners, he should not attempt it with fewer than 30,000 cavalrymen and 15,000 infantrymen, she warned. Do not underestimate their strength and desperation. The Confederates could assemble as many as 25,000 soldiers in the city within 5 to 10 days to fight the rescuers. Butler laid down the note. "Well, boy, where did you get that letter from?" the general asked. "Miss Van Loo gave it to me," the boy nervously answered. "Miss Lizzie told me what to tell you." "Well, what did she tell you to say? You need have no fear here." The young messenger ticked off the rebel units moving around and through the capital. "Richmond could be taken easier now than at any time since war began," the boy said. He passed along the evidence from Quaker, likely the code name for Rowley, that if the Federals intended to rescue the prisoners, they should make a feint on Petersburg and then attack Richmond from the west. Jefferson Davis tried to lowball the death rate at Confederate prisons, but it was high and growing higher. Richmond prisons overflowed. The entire surface of the Belle Isle camp was covered in human and animal excrement, with a quarter of the inmates seriously sick. Winter had been brutal for Libby inmates, subsisting on vile cornbread and just an ounce of meat daily. With illnesses becoming epidemic, dead bodies piled up in a cellar, some eaten by dogs at night. The Georgia prison Van Loo noted in her letter was the Andersonville camp, where nearly 13,000 federal inmates eventually perished.